We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim on Erev Tavshilim. And it's interesting to point out that the Gemara on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, the beginning of the Perek, when the Gemara begins the discussion about Erev Tavshilim, and the Gemara was looking for an asmachta. The Gemara was looking for an asmachta, how we find a source in the Torah to teach us the halacha of Erev Tavshilim. It's worth repeating what I saw the Ritva in Sechta Rosh Hashanah explains, how to understand an asmachta. Because clearly, as we're discussing in our shiurim, the halachas of Erev Tavshilim are the Rabbonim. So how do we understand the Gemara that we discussed in our previous shiurim and we're now continuing, that is looking for a pasuk in the Torah when this entire concept is not only with the Rabbonim? So the Tvar Masechta Rosh Hashanah explains that the way to understand an asmachta is that there are certain halachas that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, but he didn't make them obligatory. And rather, he left it over to Chazal to decide, should we or should we not apply this halacha? And he continues to explain, not that we're not to understand the other way around, that Chazal established the halacha, and then they tried to find a pasuk to show that that is the halacha. He says, very strong wording, Chas v'sholem yishtaka adova, you should forget you ever said it, v'lo yoyim, don't say it, shuzud das minusu. Thinking that way is apikorosis, that Chazal are trying, so to speak, to manipulate the psukim of the Torah. On the contrary, he says, the pasuk tells us what is appropriate, but left it up to Chazal, should they or should they not establish this halacha. So the Gemara, as we said, on Daf Tezvav Amabei says, the Tana Maisel Mehocha, the Tana uses this pasuk as the source for Erev Tavshilim. The pasuk says, in the Parashas Haman, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos on Shabbos Kodesh Lashem Mocher, tomorrow is Shabbos, and therefore as Ashtofa Efu, whatever you need to bake, bake, Vesetishavashlu Bashelu, whatever you need to cook, cook already today, Ves, everything should be prepared from before. And as Mepharshim explained, the Pasuk is sort of redundant, because it would have been enough for the pasuk to say, "Hayoyim afu bashlu." Today on Erev Shabbos, do all your cooking and baking. Why does the Torah use this lengthy wording? Eshetafu afu v'setavashlu bashelu. Teaches us the Gemara Mikan Amar Reb Elazar. From here we learn, "En oifim ela la'ofui." We should only bake on something that was already baked from before Yontif, Memvashlim Ella Amavushal. And you should only cook based on something that was already cooked from before. Mikan Samchul Erev Tavshilim in Atayra. And this is an asmachta for the halacha of Erev Tavshilim. So if we look at this Gemara, the Gemara seems to be quite clear that the way to fulfill mitzvahs Erev Tavshilim is you need to have, if you want to be able to cook on Erev Shabbos Yontif, you have to have a tafshil prepared. If you want to bake on Erev Shabbos Yontif, you're going to have to have a food that's already baked from before. But as we continue learning the Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, seems to take a different approach. We look at the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara goes back to explain the words in the Mishnah, Oysa Odom Tafshel Me'er V'yontif, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Loi Shana La Tafshel. We could only use a Tafshel, Avo Pasloi, but we may not use Pas. And the Gemara explains, Ma'i Shana Pas Deloi, why can't we use bread for Erev Tafshilin? Ilema Midin De Malafas Binin, if you're going to suggest that we need to have a food that's used as an accompaniment to bread. And that's why bread, pas, loyma after, you don't use bread to accompany bread. Ask the Gemara, for daisinami de loyma after. We don't use farina, porridge, as an accompaniment to bread. As Rav Zeira said, Amar Rav Zeira, Hanipa Bloy Tepshoi, the foolish people are bovel, Dachli Nahama Benahama, that we find they eat bread with bread, that they eat their porridge with bread. The Amar Rav Nachmuni Bazachaya, B'Shmei Dabaya, Ma'avim B'daisa. So if the halacha is that the only thing that can be used for an Erev is something that's eaten as an accompaniment to bread, how can we make an Erev with Daisa? Elo, we need something that's not common. A pas shchicha, pas is all the time. It's our most staple food available. It's our most staple food. Dais lo shchicha. Dais is not common. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abaya, Ikadamri, a different version. Amar Abaya lo shana el betafshol. You can only use a tafshol for the erev el pas loy. My tam ilam midid lo shchich binin or pas shchicha for dais lo shchicha. And yet, and says the Gemara, Omram Nachumim Vetzchayim Mishmei Dabai Eime Avim B'daisa, says the Gemara, El Midin Malafas Binan, you need to have something that accompanies the bread, or Pas Loi Ma'afsa. Plas is not an accompaniment, and Daisa Nami Loi Ma'afsa, and porridge is also not an accompaniment. So we look at this Gemara. This Gemara clearly tells us that we can't use bread for the Erev Tafshilin. The Gemara says that you shouldn't use Erev Tafshilin bread. So, how do we, in fact, the Mitzlach asks if the halacha is that you can't use bread, why, what's the reason that we have to say that you can't use daisa? If bread you can't use, daisa you can't use. So the Tzlach says just the opposite. We would think that bread and daisa have different qualities. Bread is a staple, but daisa is something that's not so common. That's why the Gemara has to discuss both. So from here to Gemara, it's quite obvious that you can't use bread. Abaye says don't use bread for Erev Tafshilin. Just the opposite of what we learned in the first Gemara on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis that says that we should use Daisa. Then we have a Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses Beshamay Omrim. Beshamay says that you have to use Shnei Tafshilin for the Erev Tafshilin. Beis Hill says that one Tafshil is adequate. But the Gemara says that Beishamay and Beisil both agree that a fish coated by eggs is considered two tafshilin. Says the Gemara, Masnisin loikai tana. Our mishnah is not like the following tana. The tanya Omer of Shimon and Lozer. Moedim Beishamay Beisil. Beishamay and Beisil both agree. Al shnei shavtin l'shetzaruk. That you need to have two tafshilin. Ama nechelku. Where do we have the machloikis? Al dag ubeya sha'olof. If you have fish with egg on it. Beishamah's opinion is that you need shnei tafshilin and a fish coated with egg is not two tafshilin. Beis Hillel says tafshil echad, this is considered a two tafshilin. But says the Gemara v'shavin, Shempir Berbeya Latoichadag, that if you put egg into the fish, or Sharisa Kaflutos, you put some vegetables, Venosal Toichag, you stuff your fish with vegetables, that is according to everybody Shnei Tavshilin. However, it says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hilchas Ketan Didon, the halacha remains like the Tan of Al Mishnah, his version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Aliva de Beis Hillel, that the Tan of Al Mishnah says that one Tafshul is adequate. So now we're really confused. The first Gemara we learned on Daf Tezvav and Mabei says you have to have two, you have to have a Tafshul and a Pas. This Gemara, the other Gemara says that a tafshul is alone, enough, and one tafshul is enough. So how do we reconcile all of these Gemaras? So actually, Tosfos is troubled with this question. Tosfos here on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and he says, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says the way to reconcile all of these Gemaras is that it depends. If we only want to cook for Shabbos, then a tafshul is enough. And that's what the Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph refers to. And that's what the Gemara here on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis refers to. But if we want to cook and bake, says Rabbeinu Tam, then you're going to have a pas. And that's what the Gemara on Daf Tez Vav Amud Beis refers to. It refers to a situation that you have to have where you want to cook and bake. There, indeed, you're going to have to put down for your Erev something that's cooked, and you're going to have to put down for your Erev something that's baked. There are Rishonim that say the way to reconcile these Gemaras is actually based on Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi actually suggested this question of what can or can't be used for an Erev is a Machloikis Tanoim. It's a Machloikis Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And our Gemara, and the Gemara on Daf Tezvav represents the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, but the Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. The problem with that approach is that nowhere in our Gemara is that referenced. The Pnei Yeshua wants to connect the question if you need to have Pas and Tafshol, or is a Tafshol alone enough, to the Machloikis that we discussed in the previous year, the Machloikis that our Sugya began with, the Machloikis of Rava and Rav Ashi, why do we make an Erev? If the point is, Rav Ashi says, to avoid making the mistake, that if one is going to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, he's going to also make the mistake and think that he could cook on Yom Tov for the weekdays, so then one tafshul alone would be enough. Because as soon as you have a tafshul, you're showing that that's enough that you have the hecker. But if we're going to follow Rava's opinion, where Rava will hold that the halach that you have to have kadesh yivra mana yofel Shabbos, the yivra mana yofel yontif. So from every type of food that you're going to have, you're going to have a food prepared. That's the Pnei Yeshua's approach, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam is understandable. L'chatchila, we want to follow the opinion of Rava. And according to this explanation, says Rabbeinu Tam, from every type of food you're going to want to have, you should have an Erev, you should have that type of food in your Erev. According to Rav Ashi, b'diavad you could rely on Rav Ashi. It's interesting to point out, as we said, that this is the discussion of Rabbeinu Tam here in Tosfos, and that you Zayin Amud Beis Amar Rava, but then Tosfos quotes the Ri, saying that all the Gemaras that we quoted, the Gemara in Daf Tav Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, clearly indicate that a tafshil alone is enough, not like Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Gemara that Tezvav and Beis. And Tosfos says, as we said, that Gemara and that Tezvav and Beis represents the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, who we don't paskin like, but says it's interesting to, and therefore says the Ri, that a tafshil alone is enough. But the Ri, interestingly enough, says that even though the halacha is that a tafshil alone is enough, says the Ri, he doesn't want to go against the Rabbeinu Tam to read the words of Tosfos. I don't have the courage to disagree with my uncle Rabbeinu Tam. You should have a pas and a tafshil for your Erev to Kain Amadover, and that's the minig. Interesting how the Ri doesn't want to be to disagree. Even though the Ri doesn't want to disagree, and even though Rabbeinu Tam says that, as we just said, that for every type of food that you're going to use, you should have that type of food in your Erev, the Paiskim all say that even Rabbeinu Tam will agree that pas and tafshil are enough. Even though you may want to rely on your Erev Tafshilin for other foods, for other activities, the Gemara later in the Perek discusses relying on your Erev Tafshilin for Hatmana. The Gemara later in the Perek discusses relying on your Erev Tafshilin to light a candle. Even Rabbeinu Tam say the Paiskim will agree that as soon as you have pas and tafshil, that's enough of an Erev. We look into the Shulchan Aruch to discuss this halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Beis Paskim Erev Ze Oisnois of the Pas of Tafshil. This Erev should be made with a pas and a tafshil. But if you made it only from a tafshil itself, mutter, it's fine. There's a discussion, the Paiskim go on to say that, however, we learned in the Gemara, we're going to hopefully discuss it, that if somebody forgot to put down an Erev and it's already Yontif, so the Gemara says that on the first day Yontif, you can make it tonight when you put down the Erev and say, today's Yontif, then tomorrow's not Yontif, and I don't need an Erev Tafshilin at all. And if today's not Yontif, then tomorrow is Yontif, so I'm making my Erev Tafshilin today when it's not Yontif. However, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you made an Erev only with a Tafshil, and then you realize that the correct thing to do is to use a pas and tafshil, as we just learned, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, Rabbeinu Tam's approach. That's only if it's still before Yontif. But once it's already Yontif, and you have only an Erev made out of tafshil, leave it that way, and that's fine. Furthermore, if you did indeed realize before Yontif that you only made an Erev from a tafshil, don't make another bracha when you put down the pas. Just say the nusach of Adein Aruva, and that will be adequate. However, what about another situation that the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Zayin discusses? What happens if, on the contrary, you only put down pas and you didn't put down tafshil? What would be the halacha? So there, the Mishnah Brura takes a much more stricter approach. And he said that if you only use pas, it certainly will not work for being able to cook. And he says there are days amongst the Paiskim that it wouldn't work even to be able to bake. Because he says, and he quotes many
Paiskim the Sharet Sin and Sifkat Yudches, Del Yerabba in the name of Marshal, the Chemed Moshe, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Oilus Tamid. They said, because as is clear in our Gemara, that the main type of food that should be used for an Erev is Tafshul. And if you have an Erev that isn't made out of a Tafshul, you don't have a kosher, you don't have what should be considered a kosher Erev. Furthermore, as we discussed in the previous year, the Bir Halacha says that we should use food that was cooked in Erev Yontif, because as we discussed in our previous year, according to Rava, the proper time of making the Erev Tavshilin is on Erev Yontif, and you should use food that was cooked in Erev Yontif, specifically L'chatchila, what was made b'shem the Erev Tavshilin. However, if you take food that wasn't cooked b'shem the Erev Tavshilin, but you're making the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif, it's certainly fine. The Paiskim continue saying that you should use, Mishnah Berurah says, that you should use a whole bread or a whole matzah. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Zayin, that gives it, in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, in Sifkat Ches, that's the Hidden Mitzvah. I interestingly saw that many people have the mini that they use a hard-boiled egg for an Erev. And the Paiskim say that minig came about in the earlier times when they didn't have refrigerators. And there weren't foods that weren't readily available to be used for an Erev because they would spoil. But nowadays, where we have, Baruch Hashem, refrigerators, an egg is not the most chosh of a food. And the Paiskim, I saw from Rav Ozner and other Paiskim, say preferably you should take a piece of meat or a piece of fish. But if you're going to, and furthermore, when you take bread, you should take a whole roll or a whole matzah. Another question that I saw the Paiskim discuss is, can you use a frozen piece of challah? So Rav Ozner and the Shailos HaTshuvos, Shevet Alevi, Chelik Tes, Simon Kufchav Tes, Aleph, Sif Aleph, Paskins, that you can use a frozen food. I did see that the Debrecenerov disagrees, and his opinion is that you can't use a frozen food for an Erev. Again, very much along the line of what we've been discussing, you want to use something that's choshev and erev, and a food that is frozen is not considered a davar choshev.